You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This one, the top four, barring an absolute mathematical miracle, is out of Manchester United's reach. They'll be keen to get the job done here.
Yeah, they will. The odds have changed subsequently after what happened at the weekend, because Manchester City, obviously, getting that point against Swansea means Manchester United can't catch them, can't get that Champions League play. So you've got to feel that Louis van Gaal, with the FA Cup final coming up on Saturday, is going to choose his team wisely here, and some of the fringe players that haven't been featuring in the starting 11 will get their chance. I expect Memphis Depay, that's why he's part of the headline offer. I think Memphis Depay will come in. He'll play in this game because he won't be included in the starting 11 for the FA Cup final on Saturday against Crystal Palace. I'm not even sure if they beat Crystal Palace, Louis van Gaal will be in charge next season. So this could be his last Premier League game at Old Trafford. He might want to go out on a high, but I still think he'll be considering resting key personnel for this match. And that's why the odds have changed. They were 2-5, I think, when we recorded the punt on Friday, and the V's to 8-13 now. I still think they're too short in the betting, because it could be a completely makeshift lineup. And there's some incentive for Bournemouth here as well, because Bournemouth, if they win this game, they'll jump up a couple of places in the league, which would be an extra £2.5 million in terms of club revenue, which is important for a club of the size of Bournemouth. And if they pick up a point, they'll go up in the league a position as well, which will be worth about £800,000. So it's well worth Bournemouth and their players putting it in here. The problem for Bournemouth is they've only picked up 4 points from their last 7 away matches in the Premier League. 3 of those came at Villa Park. So their away form recently not being good. However, if you look at that on the flip side, they've only lost 3 of their last 12 away from home. And at these prices, you couldn't still couldn't consider backing Manchester United in the 90-minute market. If I'm looking for a pro Manchester United bet, I'd probably play Manchester United and under 2.5 goals, which is available here at a price of 100-30, which it was at before the incident at the weekend as well. So I think that's a decent price, but it doesn't mean Manchester United are going to win. They've won just 18 league games this season, and if they don't beat Bournemouth, they'll set a new club record for fewest wins in a full Premier League season. Current record is 19, which was in 2013-2014. I think if Charlie Daniels gets into position, he's got a chance to set Joshua King in motion in this match. Charlie Daniels does a lot of good work out wide, and Joshua King is 16-5 to score any time in this game, which I think is a worthwhile bet. I think Manchester United, they're just too lightweight in midfield. That's been the problem all season. With the likes of Ander Herrera and Juan Mata, I think Mata might start in this game, and Herrera could start as well. They can be bullied easily, and we saw that last Tuesday against West Ham. They lacked that intensity and that bite early on. No one grabbed the game, and that's why they're so keen on getting Marouane Fellaini involved at the weekend for that FA Cup match, and why I think Louis van Gaal was upset, even though people still like, it's Marouane Fellaini, who cares about Marouane Fellaini? But he adds a lot to this team because of his physicality in key areas. Without him, they struggle, Manchester United. I'd love to see the team news, because I think on the back of team news, these prices are going to adjust dramatically. And I think 8-13 might get even bigger if he does play a really makeshift side. The likes of Cameron Borthwick-Jackson, I think, will play. Phil Jones might even come in. He's been injured most of the season, probably won't be ready to feature in that starting 11 for the FA Cup final, but could be given game time here. Team news is vitally important. If I was having a bet on Manchester United, I'd back Manchester United and under 2.5 goals at 100-30. But I'm more tempted at this moment in time to play Bournemouth +1 at 5-4. So Bournemouth or the draw. The draw would be beneficial for Manchester United, because it would mean they leapfrog Southampton and finish 5th in the league. So that could be a slight incentive for Manchester United. So I'll go Bournemouth plus one at 5-4. And if you are looking for a pro Manchester United bet, Manchester United and under 2.5 goals, which is in the betting at 100-30.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.